there's a blonde girl, Patsy, here to see you.
Who?
Okay, now she's saying it's Penny.
I don't want to talk to her.
Hey,
Ma!
She ran past me! Was I supposed to tackle her?
So, I just came by, see how you were doing.
I'm fine.
Good. Your mom seems nice.
People move away from her on the bus. What do you want?
Okay, look, Howard, I just want to apologize for some things that I have said about you. I've been informed that you have feelings. And apparently I have hurt them. So, I'm sorry. Howard.
Fine. You're sorry. Goodbye.
So, you're okay?
Hey, I'm a big boy. I'm not traumatized by some random comment from some random woman. I mean, get over yourself.
Okay. Well, bye. So close.
Oh my God, that's Pretty's robot?
As you can see, the cripple is reducing the Chevy Cavalier to wobble.
I can't watch anymore.
Sheldon, we have to call it off.
We don't have that option. We've accepted the challenge. We can't run away from a fight.
Oh, please. We've spent our whole lives running away from fights. Personally, I can squeeze through a hole in a fence half my size.
Well, impressive as that may be, Monty is not us. Monty has no fear.
Well, Sheldon, did we all not just watch the same video? Could be his robot just had angry sex with a mid-sized automobile.
You are overlooking the fact that we now know what we're up against, and we can modify Monty so that he's prepared.
You want to prepare him? Install a bladder and a pair of shorts so he can wet himself.
Excuse me, but how are we going to make any modifications without Wolowitz? Have you heard from Benny yet?
Not yet.
Have faith, gentlemen. We don't need Wolowitz. Engineering is merely the slow younger brother of physics. Watch and learn. Do either of you know how to open the toolbox?
And then when I was 14, I met Marcy Grossman. She was so beautiful. She just got her braces off, but they left a little of the overbite. It was so hot. Like a sexy little chipmunk. I didn't have the courage to ask her out, but I dedicated a song to her at the 9th grade talent show.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
Marcy Grossman is sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, Marcy Grossman is the month of May.
Oh, cute.
I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? Marcy Grossman, Marcy Grossman, Marcy Grossman, talking about Marcy.
That's great.
Grossman.
Huh, fun.
Then she came up with that sexy little chipmunk mouth and spit in my hair. Which brings us to 10th grade.
I think maybe sometimes you try too hard.
Look at me. What chance do I have if I don't try too hard?
Well, you have a terrific chance. I mean, you're smart, you're funny, you have a cool job, you build stuff that goes into outer space.
I guess.
No, look, I'm telling you, I've known you for like a year and a half, and this is the first time I feel like I'm talking to a real person. And you know what? I like him. He's a nice guy.
You really think so?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, I do.
Nice little bot you've got here.
I'm aware.
What's this do, spin?
Yep, at 3,400 RPM, it can cut through steel like it was wubber.
Neat.
Good work.
Something we've got to call this off.
No, Leonard. For years, merciless thugs like Kripke have made my life a series of painful noogies and humiliating wedgies and the insensitively named Indian burns.
Well, that stops now.
But Sheldon, we don't have a chance. The only improvement you're able to make on the robot was to put fresh batteries in the remote.
What you fail to realize is Kripke suffers from a fatal flaw, overconfidence from his robot's massive size and its overwhelming power.
That's not overconfidence, that's observation.
Trust me, Kripke will fall easy prey to my psychological warfare. Observe.
Kripke!
I would ask if your robot is prepared to meet its maker, but as you are its maker, clearly the two of you have met.
What is his problem?
Way to bust out the Jedi mind tricks, dude.
I just want to make sure that we're all clear. Standard robotic fighting league rules apply.
Are you crazy? This is a street fight. The street has no rules.
He's right, Leonard. The paradigm is to the death.
I will, however, give you the opportunity to concede my superiority now and offer me your robot as the spoils of war.
Never. I'd rather see Monty dead than in your hands.
That could be easily arranged. Ready, set, go?
Do it.
All right, then. Ready, set, go.
Come on, Sheldon, you got this.
Indeed. We are prepared for anything he can throw at us.
That's new.
Run, Monty, run! Run, Monty!
Well, so much for making up for the emotional wounds of childhood.
I did this. Monty was killed by my hubris and my pride. No matter what anybody says, this is my fault.
No one's arguing with you, dude.
I got your text. How bad is it? Oh, yeah.
Forget the robot. What happened to you?
He slipped and fell.
Yes, I slipped and fell in the bathroom. Bounced right off the tub.
Yes, now he knows what bathtubs are capable of doing when you don't treat them with respect.
Yeah. They sucker punch you when your eyes are closed.
So what do you think, Howard? It's not that bad, right?
Oh, no, a little electrical tape, some solder. Are you insane? I've seen space probes that crashed into the desert that were in better shape than this.
You're right. Monty's gone. We'll bury him in the morning. It's a simple ceremony. I'll speak. Leonard, you'll play your cello.
Sheldon, honey, aren't you getting a little carried away? I mean, it's just a toy robot.
Just a toy robot?
Penny.
I know, I got it. Sheldon! I'm sorry!
Well, don't get the wrong idea. The way I see it, I'm halfway to pity sex.